Art isn't always pretty, and neither is history. At their best, both disciplines are about presenting the truth, and the truth can be difficult to discuss. That's what a Ball State class has discovered as it examines one of the most contentious racial episodes in Muncie history, the Southside Riots. It began in October of 1967, and nobody's sure exactly how the fighting started, but it might have had something to do with the modified Confederate flag flying over the school. Over 250 students were involved in the fighting, and the second outbreak of violence had to be broken up with tear gas. BSU professor Lee Papa says his class isn't trying to take sides about what happened.
Honesty and fairness doesn't necessarily mean that. To me, what it means is people should have their say. And so, you know, while we certainly believe we've done that, we aren't prettying things up.
Are they up in AC?
TCOM.
Lois. Are they up in AC?
Okay. Papa and his 17 students are finishing up their course at the Virginia Ball Center for Creative Inquiry. This is their only class this semester, and it culminates next week at the Muncie Center for the Arts.
We are right now working on the script, polishing the script. You know, it's a work in progress.
The group has written a play about the riots, Class Pictures. It'll be staged Sunday and Tuesday night at 7:30 to invite more input from the public.
We came into this project to address certain issues that some in the Muncie community believe still exist, racial issues of racism. And we hope that we're confronting them in a way that spurs dialogue and doesn't just...
The class, itself racially diverse, has spent hundreds of hours researching, interviewing, and compiling different accounts of the violence at Southside. All of their materials will be donated to the archives and special collections at Ball State's Bracken Library. The students say they hope Class Pictures can promote understanding, because just working on it has opened their eyes. Senior Bryant Rozier.
I had a conversation with Jared, a member of our class, a black student, and... Jared's come from a different environment than I have. You know, I've grown up with, you know, white friends, Mexican friends. And Jared's did not grow up in that environment, so we have totally different point of views of white man versus black man, that whole relationship and conflict. And we had this conversation, and it was just once, like maybe 5 minutes. And he asked me stuff about my life, and I asked him stuff about his life. And for that moment, it felt like I mean, it sounds hokey, but it felt like we connected. You know, it was just really very poignant.
And Carrie Copeland agrees.
We've come to a level of just being comfortable with each other. For instance, I would feel totally comfortable asking any of the black students in the class a question about just about being black. And if they asked me a question about what it was like to be, you know, a white woman right now, I mean, that's totally comfortable. So, and a lot of us, in fact, I'd say almost all of us, didn't have that comfort level. But so now that's a high point, is that people have gotten over those kind of barriers. But the low point is that it's going to end, and we aren't going to be able to work on it together anymore.
If this class's experiences are any barometer, then the future of race relations could be bright indeed. The staged readings of Class Pictures will be Sunday and Tuesday night at 7:30 at Muncie Center for the Arts. They are free and open to the public.